An unusual terrorism trial began this week in Boise. The federal government is prosecuting a Saudi Arabian citizen who's a graduate student at the University of Idaho. He's accused of using the internet to promote terrorism. Friends of the jailed man characterized the trial as a tragic example of government overreaching. Tom Bonsi reports.
Computer science student Sami Al-Hussein watched intently as prosecution and defense flashed dueling PowerPoint presentations, high-tech opening statements in a wired courtroom at Boise's federal courthouse. U.S. Attorney Tom Moss charged Al-Hussein with 3 counts of providing support to terrorists, plus additional counts of visa fraud and making false statements.
We feel real good about today. We feel good that we're going to trial and that this thing's finally going to get on the road and get this to a jury in a few weeks.
The prosecution claims the solemn student with short black hair and thick beard effectively has 2 personas. Publicly, he may come across as benign and upstanding, but in private, his is the face of, quote, extreme jihad. An assistant U.S. attorney outlined for the jury how the computer expert managed a network of internet websites allegedly to support the recruitment and funding of terrorism. He said Al-Hussein's seized home computer proves he uploaded edicts urging suicide attacks in Israel and Chechnya and provided directions to enroll in terrorist training camps. The defense paints a completely different picture of the 34-year-old husband and father from a prominent and wealthy family in Riyadh. Yes, his lawyer says Al-Hussein did maintain a variety of general news and religious websites, but in no way did he support or finance terrorism. One website featured a bulletin board where the defense attorney allows other people posted ugly or reprehensible statements, but he argues it would be un-American to hold webmaster Al-Hussein culpable for inflammatory opinions expressed by others. The Saudi government is underwriting the defense. Former U.S. Army counterterrorism expert Rand Lewis, now with the University of Idaho, says this case plows new ground.
Well, I think it's an extremely important trial, and it's interesting that it's taking place in the state of Idaho. I think the thing that we're looking at here are issues relating to the internet and what you can and cannot do on the internet and what your responsibilities are on the internet that can impact not only foreign students but also folks in the United States.
The arrest and jailing of a respected Muslim leader continues to cause quite a stir in the rolling wheat country of northern Idaho and adjacent Washington state. Supporters of Sami, as they call him, have held numerous protest marches and rallies. Egyptian-born chemist Samir Shahat prayed with Al-Hussein at the local mosque outside the Boise courthouse. Shahat says it's difficult to believe his friend is the, quote, monster the government makes him out to be.
Sami is a very good man, father for 3 children. He's a man like me, like you. He believes in diversity. He believes in the human rights. I don't think he believes one day to hurt somebody.
A terrorist?
I don't think so.
Shahat's friend, the defendant, smiled and threw a furtive wave to a backbench of supporters during a break in the proceedings yesterday. 6 to 8 weeks of testimony from witnesses lie ahead. A jury of 8 women and 4 men will decide the case. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Boise.